bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, we are celebrating International Women's Day. So we talked to the women who are most influential in our lives, who happen to be our mothers.
Our mummies! We spoke to Anne, Shayna, and Rose.
And they told us who inspires and influences them.
Pretty good answers in the end.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, you're, of course you're happy with your mum's answer.
This is the Triple Threat Podcast. And we are celebrating International Women's Day today.
Yay.
And our first guest today for International Women's Day is Jess's mum, Shayna. Good morning.
Good morning. Not quite international, but anyway.
international, but you are a woman that inspires us, or more so pretty much Jess in particular.
Influences and inspires.
Lovely.
He was very cute off air. He was like, oh, yeah, because mum inspires me.
Aww. Aww. Make me go all crying.
Inspires me to get my butt into gear so she doesn't kick it, guys. Come on.
Yeah, well, I do. I will kick it off and if he doesn't do anything.
She's a scary woman, right?
Now, we're asking today, Shayna, we're speaking to all of our mums and saying that we are inspired by you, but what we would love to know is who inspires you or who have you found particularly influential in your life?
Look, I think it's not sort of one person. It's a lot of different things that you sort of look at qualities of women that inspire you, and to me it's always women who are bigger than who they are. So things that they do is taking them out of their comfort zone and sort of making a difference in the world, whether it's massive or just subtly. I watched the movie The Suffragettes over Christmas with Carly, and I just bawled my eyes out. Like, these women, you know, what they've done to pave the way for us to have a vote and have an independent life is incredible. And a lot of them, you know, lost their families for it. So they really stuck to a cause. I don't know whether I could do it. I don't know if I could go as far as what they did. And then just sort of looking in the modern times, and it might sound a bit cliche, but you look at Angelina Jolie, who what she does is really for a cause. She tries to make a difference. And so that's really sort of putting that there, somebody. And then, honestly, I just finished reading Drew Barrymore's autobiography. And she's a little child star that could have gone anyway, and you read her story, and she's very light and fluffy, but she's kick-ass. Like, she's created this incredible business, this life, and she runs a business, and she's the first person to say that, you know, she's all over the shop, and she has great people around her that keep her on track. And I think that's the thing, is like admitting your faults as a woman, but also appreciating your strengths and putting strong people around you and not being afraid of it. And I think that's what inspires me about great women, is having other great women around you.
Yeah. Like Charlie's Angels.
So kick-ass, isn't that awesome?
Drew Barrymore. Bang. Other women around you. Empowerment.
Yeah, they are a very cool little clique that I wouldn't mind being a part of. Let's be honest. Wow.
I think strong women inspire strong women. They really do.
Well, you inspire me, Mum.
Oh, thanks, doll.
I love you.
This is all just for the radio, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just saying this so she doesn't beat me.
Stop,
no, I love you. I'm kidding.
Well, Shay, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always lovely to have you on the show.
My pleasure. Lovely chatting, and happy Women's Day, International Women's Day.
Both. Thanks, Mum.
Happy International Women's Day
to you.
And we're celebrating International Women's Day today and talking to our mothers, who are the people, well, the women who influence us the most.
Yes, and just earlier we had Jess's mum, Shayna, and now we're very excited to have James's mum, Anne, on the phone. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Christina, James and Jess.
Hey.
There she is.
So we wanted to speak to our mums today to say of how much you mean to us and that you are the most influential women in our lives. And we're wondering who has influenced you.
Right. Well, I've got quite a few people that have influenced me, not just one certain person.
Well, that's good.
And it's like some of my aunties, my girlfriends, even Rachel Koo on telly influences me in cooking.
My mum loves Rachel Koo as well.
Is this the girl in Paris, like the English girl in Paris?
Yeah. She's been in Paris and she's even been in Melbourne and she's English, yeah. At the moment she's in England.
All right.
She's influenced a few of my cookings as well. So,
I watch
Rachel Koo.
And what do you think, I know this might be a bit of a tricky question, but what do you think it is that inspires you about these different women? Is it that they're doing something you're particularly interested in or what is it?
Specifically one of my girlfriends, she's really great in the office and does all the computers and able to just fix anything because I'm not really very good on the computer. Well, I'm sort of am, but not totally like her. And things that people do, I think, oh, that's really nice and I could learn from them.
And they just really help you get through life.
Exactly.
Well, I would say that what I know of you, Anne, you have been particularly inspiring to our little friend James here. Just in the way that you've been so encouraging and, your family's always been so supportive of everything that he's wanted to do and you listen to the radio all the time when he's on and
correct him when he's on as well. It's
exactly.
Fantastic.
Exactly. When
I love
he
it,
lies,
Anne.
You always text
him
and say...
I'll have to put him straight.
Yeah. And,
just exaggerate sometimes.
Radio exaggeration. And I think James definitely, he's probably not going to openly really want to say, but he definitely is very inspired by you. It's obvious.
Thanks, Christina.
So much love.
Mum, happy International Women's Day today. And what are your plans for today?
Just work.
Celebrate with the girls afterwards.
Yeah. Well, I could do that, mate. Yeah.
You should. Yep.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, Mum.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye.
There we go. There's my mum.
Oh, two mums down, one to go. She bless her cotton socks as well.
Rachel Koo. Get me the love.
That was it. Because usually mums say Nigella.
Mm-hmm.
So Rachel Koo was a bit of a left of centre one.
I don't think mum's a Nigella fan. Well,
really?
Just bring her back. Mum, I don't think you're a Nigella fan, are you?
No, not really.
See, there we go.
So we were discussing this morning for International Women's Day, who are the most influential women in our lives? It's not a cop-out. We went with our mums because it's true. Mm. We've spoken to Jess's mum earlier this morning, James's mum, and now we have my mum on the phone. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning, Christina, James and Jess.
Good morning.
Morning, Rose.
Hi, boys.
This is the first time that she's been on the radio this ever.
Yes, because unlike Christina, I hate public speaking.
Where did Christina get that from then?
Mm. We have no idea.
Yeah, my dad's not particularly good at either.
Well, instead of taking pot shots at the family.
No, speaking at assembly was my most hated task when I was teaching, so we don't know where she got it from.
I love doing that. So, Mum, we wanted to know who is the most influential person in your life or who are you particularly inspired by?
Okay, well, if I had to go globally, I would say that young Pakistani girl, Malala, who was shot by the Taliban.
Good answer.
That's something to really look up to. But, you know, if I had to look at my own personal life, apart from my own mother, I would have to go my daughter.
Oh, Mum, come on, don't be all lame.
Well, no, I'm not being wankerish or anything.
Oh, so
when I look at my everyday life, I don't know how many people know, but Christina does have a few health issues. And when I look at the way she deals with them and gets on with her life, she's my inspiration.
Shucks.
Christina's tearing up in the studio.
Shucks, Mum.
That's what it's all about.
Jeez, I wish my mum had a better answer now. I wish I was inspiring her.
You're not a woman.
Damn it!
I thought she was going to say my grandmother for sure.
Well, grandma number two, but Christina number one.
Aww.
Quality answers, Rose. Come on the radio with a storm.
Oh, we can get it back on now.
No, I hate public speaking.
Okay, well, you did well. So what am I having for dinner tonight?
Why would you laugh?
Oh. We joke, but it's true.
Chicken Caesar salad. What you wanted. What's on the menu,
that's
Chris?
What I had last night, chicken salad.
Oh.
Chicken salad was last night. We'll have to think of something different. Nice and healthy. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Mum Ilaria. And,
that's okay.
Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you. Thank you, boys. Thank you, Chris.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, isn't she sweet?
No, she came up with the goods.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.